This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, hit me with that bad news.
Oh, the bad news. Boy, seemed like such a good plan, too.
What was that?
Officer had to be dispatched to a adult store called Sarah's Secret in Denton, Texas, after a burglary was discovered around 9 a.m. A police spokesperson said a man-sized hole was cut into the backside of the building. Guys.
Wait, what?
Do we have to?
A man-sized hole in the back. All right.
Yeah. Did they cut it out like?
In the back of Sarah's Secret.
Like, how was this hole cut out? Was he making
it? Was like a chalk outline? Yeah. Or you could just like run and jump through it? Once inside, the burglar tried to force open the safe in the office, but was unsuccessful. So before fleeing, he thought, well, at least I might as well steal some dildos.
Okay.
And he did. He handed some to a second person who was waiting outside. The shop's owners don't have an estimate on losses from the burglary just yet.
Here's how I pictured them stealing these adult toys. You've seen the relay races before, right?
Where you run over and hand off the baton. They run it to the car, run back.
Also, that adult store is opening at 8 a.m.
Well,
that seems a little early, right?
You know, people don't have needs at that time.
I'm pretty sure that a lot of them here in Las Vegas are open 24 hours.
I get the 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if you're going to be a store that keeps hours, maybe keep banker's hours 9 to 5 or noon to 10.
I get it. I see what you're saying. Some good news today as well.
What's that?
A guy named Miguel, college student in Tampa. On Thursday, he was at a park studying for a test that he had that night, and he was taking a little break. He happened to be on Facebook. He saw a post about a missing dog named Zeus.
Oh.
It knows how to kiteboard, and apparently he was stolen by a guy in his 60s or 70s driving a gray sedan.
How did Zeus, who knows how to kiteboard, get stolen by a 70-year-old dude driving a Buick?
You know, I'm not sure. It's a good question. There's lots. I'm not sure if I have more questions about this story or the dildo manhole Sarah's Secret story.
Okay.
But Miguel was reading the post about the guy in his 60s or 70s in the gray sedan when suddenly a guy in his 60s or 70s in a gray sedan pulled up and he hopped out with a dog. Miguel confronted him. They argued, and then Miguel said, "Zeus!" And the dog ran right to him. The guy who stole Zeus took off. Miguel was able to reunite the dog with his family. He missed his test as a result, though, and his professor failed him from the class.
Did he?
Really?
No, the professor heard the story, and he told him he could retake it later.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, did he really, like, reuniting the dog made him miss his test?
Or do you think he made the whole thing up? He's just like, I didn't study, I got hammered, and so I made up a story. I found Zeus, he was kiteboarding at the beach. I made up a story. Pretty good, though, huh?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Sylvia, we all know that you are a great singer. I know it, Dave knows it, Ian knows it, and especially Mahoney knows it. So have you ever thought about, like, doing a singing competition?
Message deleted.
I have. I never got past the auditions, though.
Oh, so you haven't just thought about it. You've done
it. I've actually done it. Like, I've gone to California because in Mexico, they have like a American Idol kind of thing. So they came to
California. Is it called Mexico Idol?
No, it's not.
No.
It's called La Academia, which is the academy. So it's a little bit different, but it's a singing competition.
Okay.
But I went to California and I stood in line for like, I don't know how many hours. And I never got past through the audition. I did American Idol. I didn't get past through the audition.
Do you think maybe it's because you're not that good of a singer?
No, I'm a great singer.
Okay. I know.
They just don't know.
They just don't know. I got it. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. But after that, I was like, I'm not going to do singing competitions. That's a lot of waiting.
How long ago was that?
Probably between 18 and 20.
When you were 18 to 20 years old?
Yeah.
So it's been almost a decade.
10 years, yeah.
Yeah, it's been
so you don't think you've improved since then, that you could give it another shot?
I think I've just been traumatized. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you guys work in the morning. You don't have a regular 9-to-5 job. And I'm just wondering, when is your cutoff of job-related stuff. Because I know, I work a 9-to-5 job. I know a lot of people who work a 9-to-5 job. And they say they'll take phone calls and texts and emails up to 6 o'clock.
Message deleted.
Till 6 o'clock if you work a 9-to-5? What are you talking about?
I used to do that. Actually, I would take calls, like, late if someone called me. Like,
no, I'm saying it's not late. Like, that's an hour after work gets done.
No, like, people would call me, like, at 10. I would still pick up.
11 o'clock at night, sure. Like, what's the problem? Like, if
somebody calls me at 11 o'clock at night, somebody better have died.
No, I'm talking, in our line of work, 11 o'clock's too late. But let's move it up 3 hours, 4 hours. Somebody calls you at 7 o'clock at
night? Somebody has better died. Or at least been maimed.
Jeez.
Maybe a maybe. Maybe-ing.
Please leave a message after the tone.
No, right.
What are your opinions on single people who just stay single? My girlfriend has an aunt. She's pushing like 65, and she's never been married, and I think her last boyfriend was back in the 70s.
Message deleted.
Who cares?
Yeah, man. Like, if people want to be single, be single.
What I don't like is people that are infatuated with the idea that everyone cares about their relationship status
or their sexuality.
They
or
don't.
Anything.
No, I don't care if you're single. I don't care if you're in a relationship.
I don't care if you're getting laid.
Don't matter.
As long as you're getting laid.
Like the people that are in relationships, but they're unhappy constantly. And so all they do is complain about being in a relationship. And then when they get single, they get online to publicly let everyone know at long last I'm free. And then 2 days later, they're complaining about being single. Like, shut up. No one cares.
Your dating life should be private.
One of the worst inventions ever was the Facebook relationship status. When you decided that we're going to make it Facebook official. No one cares.
I have a cousin like that. She will get mad at her husband and she's like, I'm divorced and I'm doing this and this and this. And then I'm like, oh man, that sucks. And then I swear 2 days later, oh, I love him. He's just like a big old happy bear or whatever she calls
That's
him.
Why you don't. So when you come.
So I get confused.
That's her husband?
That's Jesus. Her husband. So I get confused and I'm like, I got to mute you.
So if you've got a friend who you like and you care about and somebody, they talk trash about the person who they're with, if they're mistreating them or they feel like they're being done wrong, you're just infected, and then you stay with that person. I will never like that person because I like you.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't understand.
And it's a delicate balance, too, because if your friend is unloading on their significant other and you take their side and you also start bagging on the significant other who's treating them badly and then they stay with them, then it creates this awkward space because you were talking trash.
Yeah.
And if you came up with a couple of new points about why they suck,
yes,
then it's even more tricky.
I've always hated that hoe.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, buddy. It's all a bad habit that many people have. You guys are cool with it or no? How about in the comfort of someone's own home? What about in public? Also, can we agree that people who bite their nails have ugly-ass hands?
Message deleted.
Yes.
No. Some people that bite their nails have lovely fingernails.
You bite your nails?
No. I mean, if I have a little hangnail, sometimes I'll nibble it off.
I'm a nail biter.
Are you?
Yeah. Or I fidget with my hands a lot.
You don't get clean cuts with nails. That's so if you bite your nails, you get a bunch of raggedy ass.
Yeah, but then
you don't
know how to do it. And then you have the nail clipper on hand, and then you just file them.
No, man, as far as gross habits that are kind of deal breakers for me, the smoking is one.
Okay.
Nail biting is a close number two.
Okay.
Man, what if the person's nervous? What if they just got some ticks?
What if they're anxious? They have anxiety.
No, I mean, what if they actually have ticks? What if they're covered in ticks?
Oh. Yeah, what if?
Well, you're so judgy.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Obviously, with these fires being in California, there's a whole lot of people that are affected by them, millions of people, and a lot of celebrities as well. One person that is not taking too kindly to the idea that looters are in the area is Las Vegas' own Carrie Hart. Him and his wife, Pink, live in Southern California now, and he took to Instagram on Tuesday to say it's unfortunate that some people take advantage of others in a crisis. Meanwhile, Malibu fires have been burning. Some locals have been fighting off and defending their property against the fires. There have been sightings of looters breaking into homes. Well, if you're a looter, think twice if you're headed into Malibu. And then he posted a picture. I don't know if it was actually him and his buddies. Uh-huh. I doubt it. But
It kind of like, looked like, I mean, they were all like covered, their faces were covered.
They're all, yeah, but I mean, it was like a militia of dudes with like high powered firearms. And he put hashtag defend your land. But him and Pink's like $100 million house is in the area. They were one of the families that had to evacuate. And I mean, I get it, man. I mean, like, that's one of the most basic things of just being a human is wanting to defend your land. Like, exactly. Every great movie ever. I saw The Outlaw King the other night. Have you seen that?
The new Chris Pine movie?
Chris Pine on Netflix.
Is that any good?
It was good. It's basically the follow-up to Braveheart.
He's Robert the Bruce.
He's Robert the Bruce.
Robert the Bruce is a son of a bitch. He sold out Braveheart.
Right, but I mean, in this movie, he's a good guy.
Oh, they make him a good guy in this one?
He's Chris Pine.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, so William Wallace gets killed, and this is like the follow-up to that.
Okay.
But the whole thing is like they're defending their homeland, you know? And it's just the most basic human instinct ever is to defend where your kids are, where your family is, and what is yours.
But you guys said like you can do that in Texas, right?
Texas, you can shoot somebody for
just being on your property.
If they steal your stuff,
yeah,
like the laws in Texas when we were down there, like that's why you don't see a whole lot of like compared to other places, a whole lot of like home invasions or robberies.
Because you know, can
just
get
straight
shot.
Up theft because you can get shot.
Just get shot, yeah.
And it's legal. California, I don't know if that's legal, but not mad at Carrie. This is one of the things I said yesterday. Like, if you're out there looting people who are losing everything and their lives are being turned upside down, and
you're the worst.
You're the worst type of person. You have karma and or other bad things coming your way.
No sympathy for you if you get shot.
No.
Or if just Carrie Hart runs you over with one of his
motorbikes.
Motorbikes, yeah.
Does a heart attack backflip
right on your face. Dave Grohl is down there in Southern California as well, and he is actually just serving his fellow people that live in California by handing out barbecue to firefighters that are working right now.
First responders who are, putting their lives on the line to battle those fires. Dave Grohl's, I would say, as far as cool celebrities and rock stars go, he doesn't take himself
too seriously.
No.
He didn't actually post about it because it wasn't about that for him. The fire station was obviously really impressed by the fact that he showed up. It was awesome to get a visit tonight from Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters. He also treated us to some of his Backbeat barbecue. Thanks, Dave. It was excellent. So he posted an image of the barbecue company's Instagram telling firefighters, dig in, and he did not have a publicist and, any of the details like that. It wasn't about, getting press for Dave Grohl. He
just
doesn't
need
it.
Doing the,
He's
doing
just
the
out
right
there doing
thing.
Nice stuff. Yep.
The guy's worth $300 million. I mean, he might not be one of the biggest rock stars to people under the age of 25, but especially if you're in your 30s or 40s at this point.
I mean, between Nirvana and the Foo Fighters.
Two of the biggest rock bands of all time and hit after hit. Love me some Dave Grohl.
And it doesn't strike me that he didn't have a publicist or it doesn't strike me that he did this, for publicity.
He doesn't need publicity.
He doesn't need to.
Yeah. So. He's got all the money he needs, and he's just genuinely a good dude. I've had a chance to interview him a couple of times over the years, and he is just one of those dudes that is so down to earth and likable.
And funny.
It's not a persona. It's actually him.
Yeah.
He just doesn't give a damn. A-Rod is getting pretty serious with old J-Lo. He has put his bachelor pad on the market. And this is what drives me crazy about rich people real estate.
Okay.
He bought this house from Meryl Streep in 2014 for $4.8 million.
Okay.
Here we are in 2018, and he's selling it for $6.5 million. Like, if my house just doesn't fall off a cliff in value, or if my house goes up like $6,000, I'm thrilled. These multimillionaires that don't need all of these multimillion dollars, he buys a house and just a couple of years later sells it for $2 million more. Two-story home features floor-to-ceiling fireplace. I've never heard of that before.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Well, okay.
A chef's kitchen, courtyard-style backyard with a pool and a spa property is known for its architectural design. And luckily for the ex-baseball star, he's got a sweet new pad with Jennifer Lopez in Manhattan. It's a high-rise condo that they scooped up for a little over $15 million this year.
Oh.
Yeah, the high-end market in New York, according to Million Dollar Listing, which is on my regular DVR viewing, falling out. There used to be a regular amount of $20 million condos that have now fallen significantly because so many have come on the market in New York.
Oh, so it's not a sign that the economy is about to crash.
No,
it's just that they built too many $15 million condos.
Too many $20 million condos.
Yeah.
But J-Lo, so likable, right? I feel like, she does a pretty good job of her public persona, right? Sure.
I've never heard anything bad about her.
She's like hardworking and likable, and like I didn't really
like rags to riches.
I've never been a fan of her music, but like when you see her on shows like American Idol or doing interviews on Ellen or whatever, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she was great as Selena as well. Yeah. Let's not forget. But A-Rod, kind of universally known as a prick.
He's gotten better though.
Is it because of her?
No, it's because of his work on Fox as a commentator. Like when he was just a baseball player and a playboy and all of that stuff, nobody liked him because he just came across as really arrogant and a cheater. Using all the steroids and everything else, allegedly. But when he became a commentator, you're like, this is actually some pretty good analysis, and he talks about other players in a really positive way. Like him and Pete Rose, two just douchebags from the baseball world.
But do you think it's that Pete Rose makes him look better because Pete Rose is
But I like Pete Rose too. I like Pete Rose on those shows.
All right.
Maybe it's just Kevin Burkhardt, that guy.
Is Frank Thomas in that? Colin Crew, is that the other? Yeah, I think it's Frank Thomas's general likability that rubs off on everybody.
And finally, it's coming back. Child's Play is getting rebooted.
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi ho.
This is a movie
I don't like it.
That has scarred so many people for so long, and it's going to ruin another generation.
Yep.
I don't think the next generation of kids and or young adults are ready for this movie.
But they've updated Chucky. Like he's Wi-Fi or
he's even creepier looking now.
Well, like
is that the new plot twist? Like he comes into your house and instead of murdering you, he just cuts off the Wi-Fi?
No!
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Jim the Birdman's Tales from the Bird's Nest.
We have been legitimately concerned about Jim the Birdman. There has been a number of times where Ian has gone by his apartment, if you want to call it that. He has a residence in a building that may or may not be a squatter building in downtown Las Vegas.
It is dilapidated, let's just say that.
Yeah.
And his
man's abode. This is also his castle. Do not crap all over the nest.
I'm just trying to paint the picture that I don't think that it's a legitimate place where he's, you know, paying a lease to a landlord that actually owns the building. He's paying somebody. Yeah. I just don't think that somebody actually owns the building.
I found out he doesn't even have a bedroom. So the bird's nest is literally like a closet within, and then it has another smaller closet in that closet.
Is it a walk-in closet?
Yeah, it is, essentially. And then he has like a little room that's just all soundproof for his guitars. So he doesn't even have a bedroom. I don't even know where he sleeps, to be honest with you.
All right. But he's been missing for these last couple of weeks.
He has. He's been gone. And I don't know if you guys remember, but there was that big ordinance that was put forth for to criminalize feeding pigeons. And it
it's up to $1,000 fine or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it actually went through. So I wanted to bring Jim into this battle. I wanted to fight this ordinance, but he went missing. And I was a little concerned for a while because I did, you know, every week I would go over to his house and I would kind of hang out.
Well, this sounds like a classic tale where the hero in the time of need sometimes disappears to go, you know, center himself before coming back to take on
a great battle. Yes. Batman? Yes. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. No, it turns out he was just out of town. He was working.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
well, we got an update, though. Here's Jim the Birdman.
So, Jim, I don't know if you caught word, but the city did pass the ordinance on, unfortunately, feeding pigeons in public areas, on private property as well, too. It is now illegal. Now, have you caught any backfire from that?
No, but what I did do is I talked to my other old buddy who feeds them down here. He knows the precinct captain downtown. Somebody's going to have to make a specific complaint. He's known this guy for like 30 years.
You've never had any complaints, have you?
No. In fact, they're so well-behaved that they have not pooped on a single car out here, not once. For the record, in public, no way can I ever, in good conscience, even hint at advocating a breaking of any existing laws.
Jim, are you just saying that? Are you on probation or something? What's going on?
No.
Now, Jim, what's been grinding your gears lately, man? What's on your mind? There's a lot of stuff. Obviously, we just had the election, but let's not talk politics.
You know what? Poly is a Greek prefix that means many, right? And a tick is what? A blood-sucking parasite. If you put the two together, you could put it together for yourself. You don't need me to explain it.
What knowledge can you pass on to maybe the younger generation now to help kind of help them rise up and make this country a better place?
Now, how about if I just tell you something my own grandmother said to me when I was a very small child? She said something very, very simple. She said, whatever it is that you want from the universe, send it out. You send out something good, it comes back. You send out evil, it comes back. See this little guy sitting on my toe right now?
There's a pigeon literally sitting on... Jim has a pair of socks on, and his big toe is poking right out, and there's a pigeon perched right atop of it.
That's right. And the reason why is because he trusts me.
Or he just has a foot fetish.
Yeah, he may have that too.
I see these ones over here now. They have a kind of brown hue to them.
Ones with the brown stripes were originally, back in the old days, were called Red Bar Racers.
That's our band name.
Take it. Use it. I'm like Lao Tzu. I pass it along. Use it for whatever you want to use it for. This one right here, her name is Little Brownie, and she has a twin. And I did not know that for a long, long time. They were running a game on me. One of them would let me pet her on the head, and the other one was shy and would fly away. And I thought, well, this one is slightly schizo. Until one day, one landed over here and one was here. And I looked, and they're identical twins. And I think maybe they might have hatched out of a double yolk egg. I don't know.
I would consider them the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen of Jim's, yeah. Jim's collection.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
What's the man about to touch a gym boy?
So a Wisconsin man has won $1.3 million at O'Shea's Casino. Ian, you're from Wisconsin. That's where a lot of your family lives.
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Kenosha? Yes, I am, actually. It's right over the border from
$1.3 million over the weekend. He hit a royal flush while playing three-card progressive at O'Shea's at the Link.
That's a lot of lineys.
Yeah, he was playing with his family and friends Saturday afternoon when he hit the jackpot. It is the third time since 2015 that someone has hit a million-dollar royal flush playing three-card poker at O'Shea's.
Damn.
In other news, O'Shea's is closing.
Seriously.
Jesus, man.
You ever play three-card poker?
No. Have you?
Yeah, it's one of those ones where it's just...
Total money suck unless you happen to hit the $1.3 million progressive?
I hit a straight flush one time. Uh-huh. And
how much did that pay? Do you remember?
Not $1 million, but I had like $300 out.
Oh, my God.
On it, so it paid...
Idiot.
A lot. It was one of those nights where you're like, you're drunk and you're just ready to go, and I've got $300 left.
You're like,
but I'm with somebody else who's like got a whole bunch of money who doesn't want to leave, and I'm like, I want to bust out, and be like, all my money's gone.
You're with Mark.
Yeah.
All right.
So I put it out, and then it got dealt a straight flush, and I was like, oh, then we wouldn't get.
I like how you just pinpointed that person.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of a whole bunch of money, $1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot that was won in South Carolina, still unclaimed.
What is the second largest jackpot in history?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, you know, $1.6 billion, close to it. Now, the person has 180 days to come forward since the ticket was purchased to come forward and claim the prize.
Only 180 days?
180 days, yeah.
See, I thought it was a whole year.
6 months.
Oh boy.
And I was talking with you about this before the show, Mahoney, and you think that they said that somebody is setting everything up properly, right?
I think so, yeah.
Like they're getting all of their affairs in order. They've got a good attorney. They've got another attorney to check that.
You got seven attorneys.
Seven other attorneys. Right, yeah.
With 10 accountants checking 10 other accountants. Like when you've got that kind of money, like you don't just go turn in the ticket and go, hey, I'm Joe from Greenville, South Carolina.
Simpsonville, South Carolina, to be exact. I've been to Simpsonville.
Uh-huh.
I don't think this story is quite as deliberate as you would like to think it is. I think that somebody bought this ticket at KC Mart number 7 in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and has lost it and has frantically been looking for the past 2 weeks for wherever the hell this ticket is. Yeah.
So he's not as responsible as Mahoney is thinking.
No, they're somewhere waist high in a landfill right now, sifting through trash and hypodermic needles, trying to find this lost ticket.
Just getting poked. Yep. Ow.
I tried to be around here somewhere.
I tried to do some research, and obviously the store that sells the ticket also gets a cut of the winnings.
They get $1 million,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So if this goes unclaimed, does that store still get that cut?
Yes, I believe so.
Because they sold the winning ticket. Because
they did sell it, even though it's not claimed.
The crazy thing is the money doesn't go back into like a Powerball jackpot, right?
So what happens
I think it just gets distributed to the state.
Really?
Oh, come on.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
No, there's $1.6 billion.
I don't believe it goes back into the pot.
I mean, how awesome would that be? Because it's an education lottery in South Carolina. If they just like found a windfall of $1.6 billion to add to the education budget in South Carolina, that's a big deal.
See, maybe this person's just choosing to do the right thing there. You know, they know
that's what it is.
They would be getting a cut, taxes, but if it all goes to education, it'd be the full $1.6 billion.
This person in your mind is very responsible. They are. Very giving. They are very selfless.
Yeah. They are a superhero.
They have all these attorneys and all of these accountants, and they getting them all set up to claim the $1.6 billion, and they're going to go, you know what, guys? Never mind.
It's for the
children. I want to give this money to the kids.
It's what I would do.
Doubtful.
It's what I would do.
Sure it is.
It's what I would do. Actually, I was in South Carolina. Got something to tell you guys.
What?
Nothing. I forgot.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? On X107.5.
Shelby is joining us this morning. Hey, Shelby, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So tell us about your level of education.
So I graduated high school, and I did a little bit of community college at CSN.
Okay, what did you study in community college?
Political science.
Political science, all right. Okay. And you've heard Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout before?
Yes.
Are you confident that you can beat Mahoney?
You know, I was a political science major too, also, Shelby.
Mm.
Oh, really?
I was. That's wanted to be a lawyer, and then I realized I had to go to school for like a long time.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of writing,
a lot of work involved.
And then I was like, "Hey, there's an opening at the radio station. I could go play music.
That'll work.
Let's do that."
Well, that worked out great.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Pretty nice.
So, Shelby, do you feel confident that you'll be able to beat Mahoney today?
I do. I feel pretty confident.
You'll both be asked the exact same questions. Mahoney is going to get up out of the studio, leave, and go to a soundproof room where he cannot hear. Both of you will have an opportunity to pass today if you want on one question.
Okay.
So there is a pass that's available today. A total of 5 must be answered, though. Whoever gets more correct is going to be our winner. In the case of a tie, Shelby gets the win.
She doesn't get the win. She gets
the win.
She doesn't get the win.
The win by default.
Yeah, that's not, you didn't beat
me. All right, get out of here.
Shelby, you seem like a nice woman, but your unchecked bravado is going to fail you when I whoop that ass.
I don't.
I'm out.
Okay, bye.
Can you go? Just go. Go.
Bye, dude. Bye.
I'm going to whoop that ass.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
So again, you have one pass today, Shelby. I would encourage you to use it earlier in the game rather than later. A lot of people end up sitting on their pass until the end, and there's only 5 questions. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're not sure on one, just go ahead and use your pass. All right, so here we go.
Okay.
Total of 6 questions should you need the 6th. Question number 1. Olympia is the capital city of which U.S. state? Olympia is the capital city of which U.S. state?
Oh, crap. Oklahoma?
Are you sure?
No.
Do you want to use your pass?
Yeah, I'll pass this one.
Okay.
All right.
Good choice. Washington is the correct answer there.
Okay.
No harm, no foul. Yeah. Moving on. No more passes. Here we go. On to question number 2. What do the letters in the acronym CD-ROM stand for?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Any guesses at all?
Eh.
No, I don't know. Dang.
No.
It is compact disc read-only memory. The read-only memory part is difficult.
Don't
feel too bad about that.
Does anybody know what a CD-ROM is anymore?
All right, so one incorrect. Here we go. On to the next question. Which actor played the fictional character of Dr. Emmett Brown in the Back to the Future trilogy? Which actor played Dr. Emmett Brown?
In Back to the Future?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I know this one. It's like on the tip of my tongue.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
5 seconds.
I really don't know.
Right. That would be Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd.
When I listen to the show, I always get the questions right when I'm listening.
When you're listening,
It's like that added pressure.
I can't. Yeah.
What is the name for the branch of mathematics dealing with lengths and angles of triangles?
Trigonometry?
There you go.
There we go.
All right. Okay, so two incorrect, one correct. You have two more questions to go. If you get these next two correct, I think you have a real chance at this. Okay. Which gland in the human body regulates metabolism? Which gland in the human body regulates your metabolism?
The pituitary?
No. The thyroid.
Okay. Dang it.
And last question. In our solar system, which two planets are known as ice giants? There's two planets that we're looking for here. They're both known as ice giants in our solar system.
Is it Saturn?
No.
I'll tell you right out. No. That's a gas
giant.
Okay.
One
of them has a hilarious name.
Uranus.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Uranus and Mercury?
That's a rocky planet.
Neptune is the other one. It's all right. It's all right. Let's go ahead and bring Mahoney in here and see how he does.
I did not do great.
No, but pretend like you did.
Yeah.
It'll rattle
him. Okay.
All right.
Like talk smack.
Yeah.
Get him off his game.
All right. Mahoney is back in studio.
That took an awful long time. I feel like some shenanigans are afoot here.
There's no shenanigans afoot. Put your headphones on.
Stop being me.
Stop being paranoid.
I am definitely conspiring against you. I hate you and everything that you stand for.
Is your bravado still running on 10 Shelby?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, aren't you special?
Here we go. Question number one, a pass should you need it. Feel free to take it.
Okay.
Question number one, Olympia is the capital city of which U.S. state?
Washington.
Washington is correct. What do the letters in the acronym CD-ROM stand for?
Compact disc read-only memory.
You said compact disc?
Disc. Get out of here.
Compact disc read-only memory is right. Which actor played the fictional character Dr. Emmett Brown in Back to the Future?
Oh, God. I know this. Why am I having it?
Oh, no.
5 seconds.
What's his name? It's Doc Brown. I'm going to pass. If I had more time, I would have got it.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yep.
Christopher Lloyd. What is the name for the branch of mathematics dealing with the lengths and angles of triangles?
Trigonometry.
Trigonometry is correct. Yeah. Don't be so smug. She got that one right, too.
Oh, well.
Which gland in the human body regulates metabolism?
Thyroid.
Thyroid is correct. And final question, in our solar system, which two planets are known as ice giants?
Neptune and Jupiter.
Neptune and Jupiter is incorrect. I'm sorry.
What is it?
It is Neptune and Uranus.
Uranus.
Mahoney, you got 4 correct, and Shelby got 1 correct. So congratulations.
Excellent. I really liked you, Shelby. I'm sorry that I made you lose.
Him. Don't trust him.
Thanks for giving me a shot anyway.
All right.
Thanks for playing today.
I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Mahoney, have you ever been out and about having some drinks and you thought, man, I just got to dance? Ooh, I got to dance right now.
No, Dave.
Me either. But
no, never.
This woman did. Her name is Christine Chandler. She's from Treasure Island, Florida. And on Sunday night at about 10 p.m., she went into the Lions Club where there was a wedding going on and headed straight to the dance floor. Unfortunately, the bride and the groom were having their last dance at that moment, and they didn't really want a stranger cutting in, which is precisely what she tried to do. Some of the other guests told Christine, you got to leave, and they escorted her out. But she wound up coming back and heading straight back to the dance floor. At that point, they called the cops, arrested for disorderly conduct.
Well, I mean, when you have the music in your soul.
Yeah, but, you know, don't try to cut in. I wonder who she was trying to dance with, the bride or the groom. I
think she was just, like, freak nasty, like twerking. getting on the dance floor while like some beautiful love song is playing in the meantime.
Yeah.
Father also, of the bride.
It's like some Ed Sheeran crap, and she's like trying to cut in and twerk.
You know you got to be drunk if you're like, I'm going to go cut a rug at the Lions
at
Club.
At the Lions
and that's
Club.
Not like, you
in
know,
Treasure Island, Florida.
I want to join an old person's club, you know?
Do you?
Like, I do. Like the Elks or the Lions or...
It's got to be members only so no riffraff comes in.
Yeah.
Okay. And you just sit around and talk to old guys about their cool stories.
And you just drink.
Yeah. Police in Gulfport are thankful this guy helped to save the court some time. A 28-year-old by the name of Keith Cavalier told officers he intentionally crashed his pickup truck into the Harris County Courthouse early Saturday because it was the best way to let them know his drug paraphernalia had been stolen. Luckily, no one was hurt.
Keith Cavalier's drug paraphernalia was stolen.
Cavalier has been charged with driving under the influence and malicious mischief because of damage to the building. He's being held in the county jail. So he wanted to let them know that his meth pipe had been stolen, and so boom, right into the side of the courthouse. They're like, well, I mean, at least you're here, so we don't have to go looking for you. Into the jail you go. Some woman stole $1,600 worth of Girl Scout cookies. This just reminds me of the scene from Billy Madison where Chris Farley is sitting around with 30 bag lunches. Like, who steals $1,600 worth of Girl Scout cookies?
I'm trying
it
to
seems
think
unnecessary.
I mean, I've spent several hundred. I traditionally spend several hundred dollars a year on Girl Scout cookies because I like for them to last the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be, I mean, like what? 25 cases, 20 cases, something like that?
At least. A lot of cookies.
That's a lot of cookies.
The North College Hill Police Department, which caught her, joked, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Oh, it was a woman, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Noelle Hines.
Did they break down what kind of Girl Scout cookies?
They didn't, which I'm a little bit upset because I'd like to, like, if was she just Dick got like Man's, $1,600 worth of those coconut ones, I'd be like, I understand.
You put those in the fridge. If it's a coconut ones?
You put those in the freezer?
I've never done that.
You've never
put it like in the freezer? No.
Oh, you've never done that with those?
No.
Oh, my God.
Game changer.
Those and Thin Mints in the freezer? Oh.
Only way to eat
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah.
Peanut butter patties.
Oh, yeah.
There is a.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
There's those Ooh. Other peanut butter ones, though. Like. Ooh. Dipsy Doos or
Nobody
whatever.
Nobody likes your Dipsy Doos. Get out of here with that crap.
Those aren't very good.
No.
Not a fan of Dipsy Doos.
No, okay. You could just stop at the coconut ones and the Thin Mints in the freezer, and I don't need anything
done.
Else.
Yeah, no, you gotta have peanut butter patties to round them out. What, you don't like the peanut butter? The little peanut butter, or no, the peanut butter patties, the peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, those
That's
are
what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah. Mm. A woman was captured on video berating and beating on a McDonald's store manager in Santa Ana recently, and police released the footage on Tuesday as they intensified their efforts to catch the assault suspect. The incident began about 11 p.m. on October 27th. After the woman went through the drive-thru of the McDonald's restaurant after getting her food, she became enraged when she discovered she had not gotten enough ketchup in the order.
How much ketchup do you need, though? I mean, like, if you got, like, 3 or 4 packets, that should be enough to cover it, right?
Well, this chick flipped a bitch, came back around the building.
She got out the car?
Entered the employee entrance of the McDonald's restaurant and asked for the ketchup. When the manager said, hey, you can't be in here. This is the employee part of the restaurant. She became combative and started pushing, punching, and choking the employee. The physical altercation took place inside the store right near the drive-thru window. You know, the person at the drive-thru like, oh, hell yeah. Oh, damn, into the fryer. Oh, my God.
The manager was being choked by this woman. I watched this video.
Uh-huh.
Gave, was making change at the time and gave the change to the person in the drive-thru while getting choked. That is a woman who is dedicated
oh, my
to her
goodness.
Craft.
Employee of the millennium.
A cop talked about what happened.
Based on the officer's report and his interview of all the witnesses, this was in reference to her not getting enough ketchup.
You could just hear the disdain in his voice, like, really?
You think he's upset. There was a guy who is believed to have been with the attacker who uh-huh. also came in through the back entrance and had to pull the woman off the manager and get her to leave. He's like, oh, God, damn it, Karen.
This
ketchup thing again. Karen.
I understand the sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the barbecue?
If you short me on some Chick-fil-A sauce, we fighting. However, just ketchup. Come on.
I got a bottle. Everybody's got a bottle with like 2 inches in the nozzle that's yeah. turned upside down in your fridge that's been there for a good solid 8 years. You got ketchup at home, lady.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
And then you're just like hitting it.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're hitting it?
The,
like the bottle.
Like, you guys bam, still bam, have bam, the bam. Bottles? You don't have like the plastic?
I got a bottle of ketchup.
No, you don't.
Sure, I do.
No, you don't.
Go look at my fridge right now.
I'm going right now. I'm going to your house.
Just leave the show.
I'm going to leave the show.
Okay.
I got a
go look in your
bottle
fridge.
Of 57.
You do not have a bottle of 57. It's not a bottle of ketchup. That's different. You do not have a bottle of ketchup.
Oh, you're right. That is.
Nobody buys bottles of ketchups anymore.
You don't know my life.
I do know your life.
I still buy the glass bottle Cokes. They sell those at Costco.
All right, so a gift card for Aces and Ales coming up.
When I'm done with them, I turn them into salt pepper shakers.
Oh, you fancy.
That's right.
That's a Pinterest stuff.
Right. And sometimes I pretend I'm at a Chili's when I'm at home.
And you just cry.
That's right.
Into your 20 for 20.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey Mahoney, what do you think about Guy Fieri and his show Triple V? I can totally see you in your Tommy Bahama shirt going around to reviewing food places. Also, why does it always look like Guy Fieri is always in a Smash Mouth music video?
I'm on my way to Flavortown!
Message deleted.
I've actually eaten at several places that have been on Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins. One here in Las Vegas is John Mole's Meats.
Yep.
It is an amazing barbecue place, probably the best barbecue place in town. And he really, I mean, that place exploded after it was on Diners, Drives, and Drive-Ins. Mm-hmm. Just really good stuff. They've expanded over the years. And here's the thing. Guy Fieri, which I like the way that guy said
Fieri.
Fieri.
But I actually think Guy Fieri gets a really bad rap. In general, it's like
he seems like a likable guy.
He's a UNLV alum.
Uh-huh.
And on top of that, like, does a lot of pro stuff for, lots of charities out there.
But
just gets crapped on constantly because his hair's stupid and he wears
like the flame shirts. And yeah, like he looks like he stepped out of 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like
a fun guy.
I mean, and yes, you named your restaurant Flavortown, which.
You know, you gotta.
But if you've got a gimmick and you're gonna stick with it, whatever. I don't hate Guy Fieri. I don't.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm just wondering, do you guys shop online? And do you remember when you first shopped online? And what was it that you bought?
Message deleted.
Shop online all the time. Amazon.
You probably do more shopping online than you do offline, right?
For sure, without a doubt. I hate going to stores to go shopping.
Yeah, like I wouldn't do like the Black Friday sales or anything. Like I just go online and get all my deals there.
Do you remember, though, like shopping online like 10, 15 years ago?
Oh, yeah, the idea of like I'm not shopping online and giving them my
credit card information
on the internet.
Meanwhile, your credit card gets scammed at every like bootleg gas station across the country. Yeah. You know,
it's like you don't think about the fact that you hand your credit card
everyone
to every server that you encounter.
Yeah,
you just hand it to them and they leave and go to a back room with it,
and then you trust them
and you're fine with
weird.
It yeah,
I like the places that have moved on to the we bring a tablet to your table.
Yeah, a little scanner right
or like
there.
They have it like
that's
there
a very, that's a very European thing. Like for years they do that overseas, and then finally here in America they've started to adopt it where they bring a little thing. And I also think that's more effective for the server. Like if you're standing there and you're holding the thing and they have to put in the tip, like I get guilted into that all the time. Even like when I get a coffee at places and they flip the little screen over, even if it's just like you handed me a coffee and
that's
it's like,
all you did.
I have to tip you like 20% on this.
Do you tip?
Yeah.
Okay, I do too.
Every time I get guilted into it. I like the places though, even taking it another notch, like Chili's, like they have the you can pay on the table. That is a game changer. Like, you don't even have to wait for him to bring it over. You're just at the table enjoying them sweet-ass baby back ribs.
Applebee's does that, too, right?
Airports across the country are doing that now, where they have a little thing where you just sit there and you can order. You just push a button, and whatever it is will just come to you. Like, a server. There's servers that worked in the restaurant that'll bring you stuff, and you order drinks and food and everything else.
There is nothing more infuriating than when you are done with a meal.
Mm. And you're waiting.
You're waiting.
Everything up to the point has been perfect. And then you're done and you're ready to go and you either have a babysitter or you're going to catch a movie or you just want to get the hell out of the restaurant.
Get back to work or something.
Yeah, and you have to sit there and wait on somebody. No, I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
That is an innovation that is not widely used enough. It's on the way. It's just not widely used enough just yet.
We'll be living in the future soon enough.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I had such a great day planned just the weekend. Me and my girlfriend were going to have brunch. You know, it's going to be a great day. But it all got ruined. We woke up and we found that our dog went diarrhea all over the couch.
Oh.
Message deleted.
All over the couch.
Oh no, you got to burn that couch.
That's
how couches end up on the side of the road. If you ever wonder how a couch ends up on the side of the road, that is how.
You got to change that dog's name to Spot.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So they did a survey about the deadliest jobs in the country, and construction, agriculture, and cattle ranching are the riskiest of them all.
Oh, hell yeah.
I believe it.
I believe all of that.
Yeah. Under the cattle construction... ranching? Yeah, look out.
Stampede, man.
Under the construction category, the most likely to die were specifically trade contractors, with 631 suffering fatal injuries on the job in 2016, which is when this report is from. Takes them a little while to do all the calculations. Transportation and warehousing also had high fatalities, 825 deaths in 2016. And the agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting category followed with 593.
Hmm. Where's radio in there?
Radio is number 3 on the list. Okay. When you ask stupid questions. More likely to get killed.
Dangerous job.
So there's new Tide packaging that looks a whole lot like boxed wine. Have you guys seen these?
I have.
Yeah.
No. What are you
your
doing,
girlfriend's
Ty?
A big fan of boxed wine, right?
Well, I would say wine in general, but yes, we have been known to drink out of the box every once in a while.
Do you know what I like about drinking boxed wine? Mm. Is that it shames you a lot less because you don't just blast through a bottle. It's in the box, and so you can't tell how much you're getting through.
But let's not deny, we all take it out of the box, and we just hold the bag at one point.
You hold the bag while you're drinking it?
Yeah, come on, man.
No, I mean, I'll take it out of the box whenever it gets down to the last little bit, and you can't get the tip anymore.
It's like toothpaste. You gotta roll the thing.
Yeah, make sure you get every last drop out of there. But no, like if you're drinking a bottle of wine, like, you know, you get through it, and you're like, now I have to throw this empty bottle of wine away, and I'm ashamed that I've had a whole bottle of wine. With the box, you don't know.
You could crush it down.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Yeah. No, that's just another piece of recycling named Franzia.
That's something for my cats to play in.
Is Franzia your boxed wine of choice?
Yes, it is.
Is it? I like the black box.
It makes me feel fancy. You fancy girl.
But it's like $18 for what's up, the equivalent of 4 bottles of wine. Yeah. So wow. It ain't fancy.
I didn't know you were a sommelier. Very nice.
Yes, that's right.
No. So Tide is producing new packaging that looks just like boxed wine?
Yeah, so you'd think that Tide would have learned their lesson after everyone just started eating their Tide Pods. Now they're like, let's make our boxes look like something else that's consumable.
If you're dumb enough to drink Tide because you think it looks like boxed wine, that's on you, though.
Yeah. Well,
people are eating Tide Pods.
That's, again, so, I mean, you moron. Stop believing everything that you see on the internet. I will say, I saw the design, and yes, it does look just like a box of wine. Mm-hmm. But I feel like for convenience on storing on a shelf, game changer. Because the Tide, if you go to, like, you get the big thing of Tide, it's not square, it's very obtuse, you know, it takes up a lot of space, and just not space friendly, or shelf friendly.
All of that important shelf real estate that you have in your laundry room at home?
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, I see.
I got a limited amount of shelf space in my laundry room.
So Bossy Rossi was shaming me on social media publicly, which I don't appreciate. I feel like that's abuse from a superior at work, which I think is, I can sue for that, right? Can I sue for that? I feel like I should file a suit against the company and radio in general
because
and broadcasting.
If this is going where I think it's going, then he had every right to shame you.
He did not have the right to shame you. You should be ashamed of yourself.
No,
how dare you pile upon?
Oh, I started. I didn't pile upon. I started. I lit that fuse.
So Bossy Rossi was shaming me because I said that the Cane's is not as good as Chick-fil-A. In fact, I'll go on the record and say I don't like Cane's at all because I've had Chick-fil-A and it's so much better.
I'm going to put it in my 2 weeks. I'm done.
I'm out.
Yep.
Thank God.
Mahoney, let's get out of here.
Ian.
Sylvia, come with.
Sylvia, our plan worked.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Have you ever ruined a holiday or a special event? Look, I mean, you know, Thanksgiving is obviously coming up next week, and you got to think that, you know, maybe you don't want to ruin things this year for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you haven't ruined a holiday as an adult, but as a kid you did it. You can text us at 73100. Hit us up on social media at Dave Mahoney. This one, my mom one time laughed and said, "You cooked the turkey upside down," to our neighbor's wife, who then dropped it on the table and ran out of the room crying.
Oh, no,
cooking a turkey upside down, it actually keeps the juices in the breast. That's like a pro tip. She should have just laid the law down right there.
So long story short, and this is not one of my proudest moments as a kid, but I got into a fight with my oldest brother on Thanksgiving. I threw a toy at him and busted his nose and got some blood on some of the food.
Oh, you got to throw that away.
So I grew up in a big family, six kids, right? And so, you know, the house that we lived in would get beat up because there's five boys and a girl and everyone's rambunctious. And I distinctly remember it was right before Christmas. I want to say 2 or 3 days before. And Christmas, big deal in my house. You have the advent calendar and everything. It's like the countdown. Do you guys ever have those like ring, like rope things where you take like one ring off every single day as you get up to Christmas Eve? It's a big deal. And I just remember that it was a couple of days before Christmas and my brother and I were playing ping pong and I got mad at my brother for something and I threw a ping pong paddle at him. And it went end over end and just stuck right into the wall, right through the sheetrock. And I just remember all of a sudden we both looked at each other and we went, just ruin Christmas. Dad is going to kill us. We just ruined Christmas. Sheep-a-deep. Turns out it's just a little hole in the sheetrock. Like my dad's like, well, yeah, I'll fix it. It's fine.
Still.
But we were convinced that Christmas had just been ruined in a moment. And we both went from being enraged at each other.
Did your stomach just
instantly
drop?
Both being on the same team, being like, well, this is how it ends. I've always loved you, brother.
We're going down with the ship.
I'm sorry.
Hold me.
Joe on Facebook said, I spit on my brother's birthday cake because I was mad at him. Wow, man. Wow.
Gotta love that.
Oh, wow.
Eric said, back when I was 17, I spent Christmas Eve and Christmas morning getting drunk at my friend's house. I didn't tell my parents where I was, spent all night ignoring their calls. From what I'm told, my grandma and mom cried their eyes out thinking something terrible had happened to me. I came stumbling home about 11 a.m. the next day. My mom didn't talk to me for 2 weeks. It's because you were 17, Eric. Like, if you were like 27, they'd be like,
whatever.
He's just drinking too much. You're 17. Come on, man.
Speaking of drinking too much, Chris on Facebook says, is it ruining holiday if you're drunk at every single one of them?
You know, you just have to assume the role of the drunkle.
Yeah.
You're the drunkle at that point.
And if you accepted it, there you go.
There's always a drunkle.
You could be the drunk if you don't have any responsibilities that are either like carving the turkey, cooking the turkey.
You can't be too drunk to perform whatever function you're in charge of. But if your only job is to sit around and watch football, it's fine.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. That's not ruining it.
Treasure, I had a baby and it ruined Super Bowl Sunday forever. Joe said, I don't know. I spent about 12 years as a blackout. Ask my family if I did anything that ruined the holidays.
How about this one, Dave? On a text line at 73100. At 7 years old, I pulled the turkey and all the fixings by the tablecloth onto the floor while playing hide and seek with the other kids.
Oh, dang.
Can you pick the turkey up if it's not been carved?
Yes, absolutely.
It's still good?
Yeah. Because there's still a lot of meat on the inside, right?
Yeah. And I mean, even the outside, because the skin, assuming that the skin is intact.
That is the best part of
it. It's the best part, but I mean, you just got to hose it off at that point. You just
gotta 5 second rule.
Bring it over to the sink and hose it off and hope that you don't have like a bunch of rogue dog hair.
Bunch of belly button lint all over the floor.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever ruined a holiday or a special occasion? Joanna said, my sister and I did a pitcher of kamikazes before Thanksgiving dinner. Neither of us made it past the salad before we were tag teaming it to the bathroom to throw up.
Nothing says you're giving thanks like downing a pitcher of kamikazes. We got to really get a new throw. That one is obscene.
We were talking about it the other day, how, you know, my family, large family, six kids, all got invited over to somebody's house. I think it was right before we moved, and so we're in the process. So a family from our church invited us all over for Thanksgiving, and my brother had to run to the bathroom mid-dinner to go vomit. Another one of my brothers went running into the bathroom to check on him, not knowing what was going on. My brother didn't make it to the toilet, vomit on the floor. The other brother comes in like a cartoon, whoop, falls right in it. And you know when there's vomit involved and you see it,
you smell it, you're like,
but then like you actually get it, like if you fell like back first and like you have it like on your back.
Right, I'm going to try to clean it.
But then you can't reach it.
Did he go too?
Because you're back. Yes. Oh,
so he throws up too. And so just like my poor parents and there's that family that invited us over. There's just little kids. And what is it about kids when they vomit and projectile vomiting?
Yes.
I've never projectile vomited, I don't think, as an adult. Or if I have, it's been in a toilet.
Or you've been so drunk that you don't remember.
That could be it, too. But, I mean, with kids, it's always just like, blah, like it's something Exorcist. Out of The Exorcist. Yeah.
What? Here's what I don't understand about the human body. So there's nothing inherently like wrong with your brother after he fell and slipped in the vomit. But yeah, the smell is gross. But why is our body's reaction to go like, everything in your stomach has to come out.
Get it out.
Because there's something that kind of grosses you out. Like, yeah. Why is that the natural reflex to smelling or feeling something gross?
Yeah, just even like dog poop.
Yeah.
You're just like, you smell dog poop.
Why? What kind of stupid mechanism when they were designing the human body came up with that?
This one just came in on the text line. I watched my mom drop all of the stuffing, which is my dad's favorite. After she scooped it back into the tray, she looked me dead in the eye and said, if you want to have a good Christmas, don't you say anything.
Stuffing does not... adhere to that 5-second rule. It is too porous.
Yeah, absorb it all. Dad's like, what's in here? Is that grounds of pepper? Shelby said, one of my sisters spent all Christmas morning making an apple pie. While it was cooling, my other sister went to move the cooling rack it was sitting on. One of the legs on the rack folded, and the pie slid off the rack. You know it was in slow motion, too.
Oh, no.
And it fell right on the floor, face down. Totally ruined my sister's Christmas spirit, and it rubbed off on the rest of the family. Needless to say, that sister is no longer allowed in the kitchen on holidays.
So this one on our text line at 73100. I announced my pregnancy for my first child at Thanksgiving, and my sister was so mad that I didn't tell her before anyone else. So when I told her, she said, congratulations, F you to me. Needless to say, Thanksgiving was ruined.
Wow.
Like, do you care? Like, so you've got a big family, lots of kids that have been
tons of kids,
popped out. Are you upset if you aren't the very first one to find out?
No.
Or even if you were to read it on Facebook, would you be that, like,
not perturbed? Really.
Like, maybe the very first,
like, if I didn't know
niece or nephew.
And I found out the kid was, like, 3, I'd be like, hey, man.
What the hell?
Well, no, you dodged 3 years of gifts. Yeah.
Don't you have to make up for it?
No.
Tiffany said, I didn't really do anything stupid to ruin a holiday, but one year during Christmas, I was put in the hospital because I was allergic to the Christmas tree. And another year, I got chicken pox on Easter.
You have to put her in another room. She has, like, the chicken pox.
If you're allergic to trees.
That sucks.
That's pretty bad.
Thank God you live in the desert, right?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney, you used to have a Christmas tradition where you and a friend would go out to a dicey strip club. Was that the day before Christmas, the day of Christmas, the day after Christmas? I was somewhere in that window, right?
It was traditionally Christmas Day, right? Or Christmas Eve.
That tradition has come and gone as, you know, you got a little older and more refined.
Me and my buddy Nasty Nate, we would go drink 40s, and then we would go down to a kind of dicey strip club in an industrial park, and, you know, we would enjoy our Christmas holiday, because we started that when I wasn't living in Las Vegas. We were both living in San Diego. He had family in Las Vegas, and so did I, and so we would get done with the family stuff,
sure.
And I'm 25 years old at the time. And at that time, I think it was very important, especially like when you're single, to like want to go out, but like
there's nothing going on.
Nothing's going on and nothing's open.
If you finally find a place that's open, you walk in and it's still kind of a sad scene because the only people there are total degenerates who just have to get out and have a drink.
So we started doing that. We did it for like 4 years in a row.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Never told my mom about that. Sorry, mom.
I was just like,
I'm going to go meet some friends.
Yeah. My friends Lexus, Porsche, and Candy.
Oh, Porsche.
Sean joining us this morning. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
So what happened?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, this was back in the early 90s, you know, back in the old houses when everybody had wood-burning fireplaces and everybody had a collection of petrified wood.
Uh-huh.
Especially, you know, the moms, the grandparents. So this was on a Christmas evening, and, you know, started the fire in the fireplace and everything, and accidentally put a piece of petrified wood in the fireplace, and inside the house it started filling up with smoke. And so we started realizing, you know, once we looked at the fireplace, that there was, you know, the wood wasn't burning. No one realized that it was petrified wood. So as I went to open the screen up on the fireplace, the piece of petrified wood exploded.
Oh boy. Is that normal? Is that what happens when you put petrified wood in the?
It becomes like it's like a hand grenade at that point.
Oh, super. So,
yeah, exactly. It looked like a giant piece of coal at the time, and as soon as I went to grab it, once the screen was open, it exploded. The coals and the embers from the piece of log flew all over the inside of the living room and caught the house on fire.
You burned the house down on Christmas?
Are you laughing?
It didn't burn the house down, but it caught the living room on fire.
Sean.
I mean,
the sad thing about it is, my brother's sitting right next to me and just sat there and let it burn. I was the only one running around with, towels trying to put the embers out and stuff. So, on top of that, my brother was a total idiot.
So, It's been over 20 years. Do you still hear about this every single year?
The funny thing is Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving, and yes, I do. My mother still reminds me because she still lives in the same house.
She's like, hey, you're going to burn down again this year, Sean?
no fires, man. No fires.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
You should give her a piece of petrified wood for Christmas.
Lesson learned, guys. If petrified wood doesn't burn... for those people out there that just don't know.
Yeah, little public service. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you, man. Jesse joining us this morning. What's up, Jesse?
Yeah. Okay, so when I was little, I still do have it, but I have always had an obsession with sour pickles. And so one Thanksgiving, my mom, she always chops it up and puts it in everything, right? So I would sneak bites of pickles and drink the pickle juice out of the jar when she wasn't looking.
Hell yeah.
Because she always tried to use it for her cooking and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it came time for eating Thanksgiving dinner, and everybody was looking around at all the great food that we literally just put on the table. And I'm sitting at the head of the table at like an 8-place setting, and all of a sudden my mom looks at me and she's like, are you okay? I'm like, not so much. And she keeps like putting food in front of me, and all of a sudden it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I projectile vomited all of the pickle juice that I had just eaten all across the table with a flood that just came across like a wave. And then at that same second, you see everybody just getting up out of their seats like it's like an explosion. And it pretty much ruined the meal. You couldn't eat anything else on the table.
Just the color, the color of the pickle juice, because it's already green.
And
it's
the smell of pickle juice, sour pickle juice, plus the vomit, and stomach acid.
At that point, it wasn't just pickle juice because it was pickle juice and, of course, the deviled eggs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesse, you're the man. Thank you for the call today.
God.
And the final one here just coming in on the text line. My sister said I ruined her first Thanksgiving that she had at her house because I hooked up with her best friend in her bedroom, and her best friend was a screamer. I had a blast. I guess she didn't.
Where's the turkey baster?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
Lots of people looking for love, Mahoney. We're trying to help them find that person in maybe an unconventional way. They go online, they post something on Craigslist in the community section now because they've gotten rid of misconnections. And we're just trying to help these people connect in the way that they so desire.
100 years from now, Dave, mm-hmm. when our grandkids are looking back at this time and they're being told stories of love from the past, they will all start with a Craigslist misconnection.
That's how all great love stories start, right?
Pretty much.
For example, this one. Do you want to start with creepy or odd?
Let's go creepy first.
Creepy. Me, a ginger with no talent for paper manipulation, getting shoes wrapped for his mother's birthday. You, a gift wrapping goddess that saved me and tolerated my talkative nature. It would be a privilege to spend any amount of time in any capacity with you. The receipt says your name starts with a J. If this finds you and intrigues you, please respond however you see fit.
Ugh.
First off, creepy that you talk in third person. Also creepy that you're obviously lying about getting shoes wrapped for your mom's birthday. No, you weren't. Those are for your wife. Or your girlfriend or your fiance.
No, this guy's not with anybody.
Yeah. You don't think so?
No, I don't. I don't think so.
I didn't
whatsoever.
Get that vibe either.
No.
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 I don't know. Also, if you're not that good at gift wrapping, just buy a bag.
A large bag.
And put some tissue paper
in there. The tissue paper in there. It works fine, yeah.
That has saved me so many times.
Okay, now let's move on to the odd. I beeped at you once and your masculinity shattered before my eyes. We ended up going to the same Shell station, and before you know it, you were at my car window flipping me off. Your finger was so hot. So I guess they got into some sort of a road rage incident.
Okay.
And he flipped her off.
Yeah.
And she thought that his finger was hot, and then she goes on to say some other things that I can't say on the radio. Hoping next time, I won't stop if I see you again. Smiley face. You were about 5'9", scrawny with some compensational neck tattoos, dirty blonde hair, and driving a newer Volkswagen. Would love to meet up again.
Are you sure that's a woman?
Yes, because she... Well, I mean, no, but...
I feel like that's a man.
You think so?
Do you?
I feel like that's a man.
No.
I think
I guess why would a man like flip off a woman? I guess in that sense.
No. This with what she said that I can't say on the radio.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty obvious that it's a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. Is it?
Here, you want some homoerotic stuff, Mahoney? How about this? Lowe's, 43-year-old Hispanic male, 5'3", 138 pounds. We saw each other at Lowe's. What is it with a Lowe's and Home Depot being like gay hookup spots?
Oh, man, they're just doing it all over the hardware
stores. Sounds manly.
You reached for something on the shelf in front of me and rubbed my crotch. I got nervous and walked away. You were a white male, 35 to 50, which is a pretty big range. Nice shape. Let's try that again. I can meet you there.
I'm just trying to get some nails. I'm not trying to get nailed.
Oh, my goodness.
Settle down.
Get your hand off my bulbs. I just actually wanted a 60-watt fluorescent light bulb. Jesus.
I didn't say I needed hardware, not hard there.
This one says, looking for Larray. We worked together. We banged the first day I got off house arrest. I see you from time to time. If you see this message, hit me up. And then he said, I would love to keep ass. I don't know if he missed
don't
a word
there.
Don't
know what there.
That means. Dad ass.
I would love to keep that ass.
Dad
okay.
ass.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just want to keep ass.
Just wants to keep ass.
I mean, is that a, do you think they met the first day off his house arrest? Or they just hooked up on his first day off of house arrest?
He said they banged the first day off of house arrest. So there you
I
go.
Mean, that guy's got game.
Right?
If you are on house arrest and you are getting.
Day number one off house arrest and you're getting it on.
Damn.
Good for you, buddy. This one, Jack in the Box. You, young woman with brunette hair and braces, working the drive-thru. I was stunned by your beauty, and you had the cutest, sweetest voice I'd ever heard. I was stunned. You already said that. Could barely hand you my cash. Me, shaved head, glasses, beard, white car, speechless. I already said that, too. Would love to take you to dinner or drinks if you're interested. Hey, bro, with the beard and the shaved head and the white car.
And the creepy-ass dude who won't say a word and just stared.
If she's got braces and she's working at a drive-thru at Jack in the Box, she's probably not old enough to take out for drinks.
Yeah.
And also, she's got all the $2 or two for $1 tacos she needs.
She don't need you.
Mm-mm. She's an independent woman with a job.
This one entitled, Where's My Queen?
Where's?
W-E-R. Where's My Queen?
Where's she at?
I want in again, all of you. I'm going to our rest spot area. It's cold out, but let's heat it up. Let me know what car you're in.
What did he say, Kerr?
What car you're in.
What car you're in.
Where's my queen? Where's she?
Where's my queen?
This one.
Is there something sexy about a rest stop?
No.
It's the only place where homeless people
can no, do it. There is not.
I'm just asking for a friend.
Are you?
I don't know.
Hell no. To the no. Here.
All the
unless
trucks,
that comes on.
You know, it could be late at night, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, all the tractor-trailer trucks are there. Some of them have those lights on the sides that are gently illuminating the night.
With a nice orange hue.
Yeah, and then there's the exhaust that's, you know, putting a wonderful odor in the air, wonderful fragrance.
And then suddenly you get stabbed by a lot lizard who steals your last 13 bucks.
Damn.
True love. Two more for you. This one is titled Orphan Thanksgiving. I hope that they're talking. I'm hoping this is innocent. I'm just not so sure it is. Because, you know, like when people talk about having like Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
But orphan Thanksgiving, like if you're in a new town and you don't know a lot of people yet, and there's people that, you know, have also moved into,
into
the city.
That's what that is. I think so.
I hope. Because otherwise, it's really strange if they're actually just inviting a bunch of orphans over. Thinking about having an orphan Thanksgiving feast. Nice big home. I'm pretty chill and fun. Looking for fun, outgoing people. Great conversation. Lots of laughs, drinks, great food. Football, if you're interested, hit me up. Straight, single white male, 54. Come one, come all. I don't care about. And they
that's it. I don't care about.
I don't care about.
What?
What don't you care about?
That one seems pretty innocent to me.
I hope you're right.
I don't know. I mean, like, he left it, left us hanging.
Is that
about what?
Ian, is that in Las Vegas or is that an Albany one?
That one is actually in Las Vegas. So should I go undercover as an orphan?
You absolutely should. You should just.
It's a hard knock life. Or just saying, that'll totally win him over, right?
You got to put on the Annie wig.
Yeah. Daddy Warbucks.
And the final one today, this one's entitled Cute Brunette at Cane's Today.
Okay.
40-something, tall, slender jeans, black Uggs. Won't hold that against you. You were with your kid. I was having ideas. Oh, my. I assume those are ideas like, man, I wish we were at Chick-fil-A.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so what am I doing wrong with my life? I was just reading an article about how one of the top YouTube video game streamer people, Ninja, that plays Fortnite, is pulling $500,000 in revenue a month to play a video game on YouTube. What am I doing wrong?
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, you see things like that, these, you know, these streamers who are making an obscene amount of money sitting around doing exactly what they want. And that doesn't even include a lot of the additional stuff that they're doing. That's just the revenue they'll make off sponsorship and off of the streaming dollars. So guys like that, where you're like, those dudes are so grossly overpaid, but they have an audience and people care about that audience. The people that really get to me are the club DJs.
Okay.
Because they seem so interchangeable. Maybe it's because I'm not a big fan of that style of music, but I can't tell the difference between a Tiesto set and a Marshmello set. Like, they just don't seem that different
to me. Everything sounds the same. It's probably because you're not into the music.
Maybe. I mean, like, what's the difference between Deadmau5 and Marshmello? Can anyone tell me?
Shape of their head.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they're dumb mascot head.
But that's probably the only because thing that's all you're hearing is like, oomch, oomch, oomch.
That's all it is.
It's just a beat.
You're just on ecstasy or MDMA. And
so everything is awesome.
Yes. You could put me in front of a guy farting on a snare drum at Hakkasan, and if I was on ecstasy, I would have a great time.
And then you're like, Mahoney, can you stop farting on the snare drum and looking in the mirror? This is weird for all of us.
All I want to hear is somebody play Darude Sandstorm, but with farts. If that is not a thing on the internet has failed us today.
You want to know how to get your streaming numbers up? Do that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have this convenience store by my house that I go to every day before work. I've been going there for about 5 years, and today was the first day that my main clerk guy wasn't there. Turns out he died.
That story took a hard turn.
Yeah,
I thought like you were gonna be like he wasn't there and just kind of slightly messed up your daily routine.
Yeah.
Or your guy is dead.
Yeah, or maybe like the cashier was like, oh hey, so and so, like they actually recognized him after 5 years.
Nope, he's dead. Cool.
Do you
Thanks
like
for
getting recognized at places that you frequent on a regular basis or not?
No, because that means that you always have to be on your best behavior and tip maximum amounts. I don't like that at all, as a matter of fact.
I feel like I'm about to melt down at any point in time, too. So it's like, if it's a place I really like going and they start recognizing me, I'll stop.
You can't throw a tantrum anymore.
Well,
because
then, not that I would, but I just feel like I'm going to, but I stop going. If like they start to recognize me.
You don't trust yourself to not throw a temper tantrum, so you'll stop going to places that you truly enjoy.
I don't like being recognized anywhere, man. It's just a weird, and not like because, oh, I'm on the radio or anything like that. Yeah, I like that.
You like that.
I like that. But like, just as like, oh, it's that fat guy in the Hawaiian shirt who's back again to get, you know, two subs. Really? It's like, sometimes I order, like, and this is a fat guy confession right now.
Oh, boy.
There's a burger place, and they still sell shake burgers, Freddy's, and sometimes I go there. And I want like two burgers and two fries, so I will order two combo meals, but I'll order different drinks and order the burgers slightly different. Like it could this other one could be for somebody else, but no, I'm gonna eat both of these.
I like how you kind of refer to yourself as like a walking stick of dynamite that might go off at any time, but in reality you're more like a walking stick of butter
that might melt at any time.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Man, I'm usually Team Farrah, but that's just flat out wrong. Canes is the bomb. Love them tenders. I don't even use the sauce. I take the little the buffalo sauce, Frank's buffalo sauce, not the Red Hot, but the buffalo sauce. Toss it in there, toss it around a couple of times. Love me some Canes.
Message deleted.
I don't want to tell you that you're doing it wrong, but the only reason that, like, the chicken is good, but no, the not. Chicken is a condiment delivery system. That is all that is. That is the best sauce, hands down. Period.
Not even close to Chick-fil-A sauce. Chick-fil-A sauce is infinitely better.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I still haven't eaten that Chick-fil-A. Canes all the way. Dave, you suck.
Message deleted.
You haven't even eaten Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, no, that's not valid.
And also, like, that's
valid. How dare you?
It's not
it.
Valid.
That's really
he's
hurtful.
He's never tried it.
No, your vote doesn't count, sir.
And also, Bossy Rossi came here into the studio.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't have him on the air, but I feel like I need to be his messenger.
Please leave a message after
No. And Dave did not say Canes is better than Chick-fil-A. Dave said Canes sucks.
Compared to Chick-fil-A.
You did not say that. That was not a part of that equation.
Chick-fil-A is better.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You're wrong.
Dave, you're right. Chick-fil-A is better than Raising Canes. If you're looking to get diarrhea, Chick-fil-A sucks. Dave, baby.
Message deleted.
No, Chick-fil-A does not give you diarrhea. Canes does. Canes does.
As somebody who is an expert in both of these things, chicken and, you know, not having a gallbladder.
Oh, boy. Both of them get you?
Both of them. There's about a 20-minute time frame. Like, the Mission Impossible music starts playing in my head, and there's a countdown. And I don't want to be stuck somewhere that's...
If you see Mahoney doing the high knee run like Tom Cruise through the desert, get out of the way.
Can we talk about what we saw in our boss's office yesterday? We were in the big boss's office yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're having a conversation with him.
Uh-huh.
You know, here in the building. And he's got the corner office because he's, mm-hmm. you know, he's the boss. Vice president and general manager.
Dan the man.
And
love that guy.
We're in there. We're talking to him. And this car randomly pulls into our parking lot.
Oh, my God. So, okay, yeah. Like, just randomly, middle of the day, it's what, 11:30?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's 11:30. It's a fairly busy road out there.
Very busy
road. Lots of cars going by constantly. And he pulls off of the main road right into the corner of our parking lot.
Yeah.
And again, it's right by the busy road. He gets out of his black Toyota Prius, dude in the yellow shirt, and just starts taking a pee. Right there.
What?
It's the desert. There's not trees. He was like going behind a bush. And Mahoney's like, that guy's peeing. I'm like, no, he's not. Thinking there's no way this guy is peeing in the middle of the day right by the busy road. And sure enough, he was.
I really wanted to run out there and like shame him.
I did do the old knock on the window. I was like, I see you.
It's like you're scaring off a cat. Like, hey,
don't get hurt. I was going to run, but then I knew that required like energy. So
yeah.
I was like, if I walk at a brisk pace, still won't catch him, so.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What up, gentlemen and Sylvia? Good morning. Hey, I just have to agree with Dave that Chick-fil-A sauce is way better than cane sauce. No, hands down. Sorry, Mahoney. Love you guys.
Message deleted.
Chick-fil-A sauce is good.
It's
cane
the best.
Sauce is better.
It is not.
Why are we going to keep going in a circle, Dave, when everybody knows you're clearly wrong?
You are the bush. I am the guy in the Prius.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So isn't this a nice story? A 9-year-old student at an elementary school, Edward John Abernathy of Lando Lakes Elementary School, brought $900 to school. And it turns out that this 9-year-old student actually has a mental disability. And so the principal found out about it and decided that they were going to do everything in their power to raise more money to actually help the family out with a lot of their medical expenses because this child requires some extra care. And mm-hmm. so this principal actually 10x'd it with their fundraising efforts and got it all the way up to $9,000.
Really?
No. He stole the money from the kid.
Wow.
Yeah. He was arrested on Thursday after deputies said he stole money from the kid that had the mental disability that brought the $900 to school. On October 22nd, the student brought $2,100 of his parents' money to school. Once the teacher realized he had it, deputy said he took it, counted it, locked it in the principal's office. The student's mother went to collect the cash on October 26th. Deputy said in turn, he handed her a wad of money. As she was walking to her vehicle, she counted the cash and realized that he had only handed her $1,200 instead of the $2,100. She called the sheriff's office, and on Thursday, a deputy interviewed the family as well as the principal and the school staff. The deputy learned that Abernathy had counted the money himself and verified it was $2,100 and had later hidden it inside of a speaker on top of a shelf in his office. He changed the story. He told the deputies he had told them several times he was arrested for grand theft.
That is, there is a special place in hell for people, and hopefully a special place in jail for this clown as well. You are, these families are putting trust into you to watch their kids,
yep,
and educate their kids. And especially if this kid has disabilities as well, you're going to try to take advantage of that and steal from them? Lock them up, man, like for a good long while.
So your mother's love life determines how many romantic partners you have, according to a study. Children tend to have the same number of romantic partners that their mother had, whether they witnessed her relationships or not. This is according to a study of longitudinal data on more than 7,000 mothers and their biological children in the U.S. since 1979.
Not a chance.
This is garbage.
This is the stupidest study.
Yeah.
Who came up with this?
I mean, maybe in some circumstances, but Mahoney, your mother is a saint.
She is a saint.
Yes. My mother, also a saint.
Yes.
And neither of us, as it turns out, are saints.
We are dirtbags. Yes. Before we were in relationships, we were dirtbags.
That's, yeah. Whereas my mother, never.
Nor mine. How did such nice people, this is what I've been trying to figure out over the years that you and I have known each other, your family, your dad, and your mom, like, you know, paragons,
right,
of
great people,
of virtue and just good people.
Yes.
You're a dirtbag. My mom, so nice and wonderful, literally the nicest person I've ever met. And I am also a dirtbag as well. How did that happen?
Sylvia, your parents, total dirtbags. You, also a dirtbag. So
what?
That makes sense. No, I'm kidding. I don't know your parents.
Does this check out with you as far as the study goes? Because this does not apply to me and Dave.
No.
Here's a weird question. Who slept with more people, you or your mom?
Well.
No, really.
Yeah, me.
You?
Yeah.
Really?
Ian? Ian, what about you? Does this apply to you?
No, my mom is a, my mom was a skank.
All right.
No, she's got me beat. Like,
really?
Oh, she's got me beat.
By a lot? Just, is it an age thing, or if we're comparing apples to apples, like?
If we're comparing apples to apples,
she was 27 years old, had she gotten through more guys than you? More guys than you have.
You have more guys than me? Nah. No, I don't think so. But okay. Yeah, both dirtbags.
All right.
I don't feel like this study is so off base.
And I think it's way off.
And it's nothing with the dads too. Why you throw in, where's the dad data in that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, I mean, obviously dads do have an effect on the child, but I don't know as far as like relationship.
I mean, but out of the group of us, I mean, like the female to female ratio, like you are probably the closest. You and your mom?
Yeah. None of us are.
I mean, Ian and his mom maybe is somewhere in the same vicinity.
But you and I, no.
You and I, yeah.
Not even, no.
Boy, the apple has fallen from that tree.
You messed up, Mom.
No, you didn't. You did everything right. We just messed up. Sorry if you're listening. Old and Rare Whiskey Advent Calendar. That's a thing. Does that sound interesting to you? So Advent calendars, if you're not familiar, this is something that was big in my house growing up with religious parents. Every day you have a little thing, like a little door that you open, and it has
usually
a little,
like chocolate or candy in there.
Normally there's like some sort of little treat in there, and it's another countdown to Christmas.
Okay.
But this is a British company is offering a unique Advent calendar featuring 24 rare varieties of whiskey. It's really expensive though. $13,000.
Get out of here.
But I do like the idea of there being just like a little.
Is it a full handle of whiskey in each day?
you'd think so, right?
Oh,
no, but if there was like a mini bottle in each one, and like, you know, as the holidays are coming up, most people are like, I'm just going to kind of relax and coast to the
Christmas
end of the year.
Christmas time and whiskey. I feel like those two go together because you want to get warm.
Yeah, and you have like a little like mini bottle in there, then you can have a drink, you know, every evening. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
But if it was a full fifth.
Yeah, but I mean, at $13,000, it better be a whole barrel full of something, right?
You know, here's your Christmas present. It's alcoholism.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right. If you know the answer to this question, 702-791-1075, it is Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
A couple of days before Christmas, and my brother and I were playing, and I got mad at my brother for something, and I threw a at him. Oh. And it went end over end and just stuck right into the wall.
Gotta love young boys, right?
Yeah. Hope to have a whole house full of them myself. Mm-hmm. So destructive. 702-791-1075 is the phone number. First person in with the correct answer. There was something that got thrown at my brother. What was it? $250 gift card for Living Spaces. Get your home ready for the holidays at Living Spaces. Shop livingspaces.com or visit a showroom near you and choose your perfect style. Sophie, you always laugh at me when I screw up.
No, I don't.
You never talk, and when you do, you screw up. But any time that I screw up, you always laugh at me. Have you ever noticed that, Ian?
Oh, of course I noticed that habit. You know, I get into this habit of, you know, recognizing the bloops. And Sylvia, that's very, every time Dave bloops, you have to make some sort
you
of
always
sound.
Mock me. You always
every
mock
single
me.
Time.
I
yes.
don't mock you. I think it's cute.
It's cute.
Oh, it's cute. It's cute. It's adorable.
Don't ever describe anything on a man as cute.
It's cute. We don't ever want to be cute.
Oh, sorry.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
It's badass when I screw up.
It's badass.
Yeah.
Cool as hell. Radical.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
What's your name?
Crystal.
Crystal? Why do you sound so nervous? Is your last
no,
is your last name
voice.
Meth? All right. Oh, okay.
What's going on?
You're all right there, Crystal.
All right, Crystal. What is the correct answer? What did I throw at my brother?
It was a ping pong paddle.
There you go. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. $250 gift card for Living Spaces. Congratulations to you. Thank you for listening this morning. All right. Hang tight. Well, that's going to do it for us today. I can't be here anymore with Sylvia.
What?
She's just shaming you.
How am I shaming you? I'm not judging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First, Mahoney attacks me because the whole Chick-fil-A Canes thing, and then...
Yeah, I want Raising Canes now.
Let's go hit some Canes up right now.
I think I may have.
I think they open at 10:30.
Oh, game on. Dave, you in?
Be in the bathroom by 11. That's what they say. We open at 10:30.
We got a text from a guy who also doesn't have a gallbladder. Thanks, Dave. Did you destroy his gallbladder?
It's not my fault.
Well?
Y'all got weak-ass organs.
He said, as another minus a gallbladder, I've discovered the temperature of the chicken causes the 15 to 20-minute run to the bathroom. It's hard to wait when it's fresh out the oil, but letting it cool down for about 5 minutes has saved my ass literally. So I've never put those two and two together that actually could be a cause and effect, but I will put that to the test today.
I'm so confident in Chick-fil-A's food that I don't even think twice about eating it on a road trip. Like for example, if we're leaving Las Vegas, going to Southern California, stopping at the Arby's, which I love, in Baker.
If you were eating Arby's in Baker, you are a monster.
That's a gamble, right?
You are a monster.
However, coming back from Southern California, there's Chick-fil-A and Ranch Cucamonga. Uh-huh. I'll stop there, get two meals for my 3 hours of the trip that's left.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. I'm confident, man.
You're going to run into problems sometime. You're going to be in the middle of the desert, the high desert.
Oh, like I've never had to pull down my pants and poop in the middle of the desert before. Like that one time on the golf course. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Your wife wasn't there, though.
Ooh, no, she was not.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.